Right, we're fucking back again. Well, I don't know how many people we're gonna find this time, but seriously, I generally want to fucking speak. All right, stop searching, because. All right, now technically I didn't get mugged, but there is these like I don't know, because some of my audience is in America, but there is I actually you're on the internet, you probably already know, but like. Me and my mate were walking. I forgot where. I ain't gonna say where, because, yeah. And there's these chavs, probably younger or the same age or a little bit older than me. Two of them with balaclavas on a motorbike, and they circled around us. But they circled around my mate first, then they circled around me. Death stare. And with chavs, I fucking hate them because they are the most. They're just pricks. But the thing I realized is if they did try to mug me, I'm fucked. Like, I'm actually fucked because I ain't got much money on my card. I've got like £6.50. I'm not actually joking, £6.50 on my card. And my phone as well, so I wouldn't be able to get back. That was my phone. I don't know if you heard that. But I'm unfit, I can't run for shit, I can't fight. And knowing them, they would have probably had a fucking knife on them, and I could have got fucking stabbed. I just came to a realization of that. Like, I still ain't gonna say much about me because there is some stuff I want to say but I can't say. But with that, I would have. I don't know. Like, I fucking hate chavs for that reason. Like, I don't care whether they're snobby, not snobby, snobby's posh. I think just bratty twats. Like, I don't know. I just fucking hate chavs. Because. I don't care. Like, if they didn't have a knife, oh well, I got beat up. That's fine. I don't care. But knowing chavs now, they would have knives. Like, the fact that so many people have been stabbed because of like little twats thinking, "Oh, I got a knife. I can go on a murder spree. Yeah, shank, get shank me." Like, seriously. These kids need to be whacked around their head or be taken to some sort of juvie or prison. It is not good. And their parents are there like, "Oh, you just stabbed someone again? Yeah, mum. All right. You hit the body? No. Oh, we've got to go outside again. We need to hide that body." It's like, the parents don't give a shit. And you think, what is wrong with you? Your child is having a knife on him. Like doing some probably more illegal shit than what other people are doing. It's like this is not right. I'm probably speaking a bunch of gibberish right now, but like, oh, my thing fell off from my glasses. Oh, that's nice. That is brilliant. All right. But again, just having the fear of being mugged or stabbed. Like mug, I don't care about. Like I can easily, ju well, not easily replace my phone. If I lose my phone, I'm fucked. But like, if I can. Like the card, I can just freeze and get it trapped. And either way, oh well, I've lost out on £6.50. What a shocker. I'm gonna miss something, I don't know what. But like, I just need to get in fit because I ain't gonna survive if I get mugged. What am I gonna do? Run and then get out of breath and I get up a hill? Actually, no, adrenaline would help with that. I should just carry an EpiPen with me, so every single time I feel like I'm about to get mugged or I just need energy, just stab myself with an EpiPen, and then there we go, adrenaline. If only it worked like that. All right. So enough of that rant. Let's try and find some people. See if I can find the coming in my ears guy again, please. I want that guy coming in my ears. Oh God. So that was fun today. United States, what path are you on? What destiny? Hey, what's up? I was just talking about how I nearly got mugged. Brilliant. Gotta love it. Randy. Oh, all right. Skip me then, twat. Oh, I can add Donald Trump again. Any world events? No. I should get more people in here. Oh, you've left. All right. Instructions. All right. Come on. Did I join? No, I didn't. All right. That just sucks. Well, I'm just gonna stop until I find someone. All right. I'll see you later. Well, like in a couple of minutes. Yeah. Just a little bit. All right, we back. Even though it was like a 1 second thing. What destiny? Yes. Destination? Destin. Yeah, I read that right. I'm dyslexic. Yes. I love it. Oh, my back. Wait, hang on. Did that not work? Oh, it didn't work. All right. I've just been here for like mute. Brilliant. Doing an interaction. Come on, please. Please. Oh, twat. Hop in. We talk about anything. All right. Come on. Another one of these things. Should I add Donald Trump again? Should I add Donald Trump? I think I should. Donald J. Trump. Oh, come on, that was a good one as well. Give us a topic to talk about. I know perfect topics to talk about. What orgasm, huh? What? It skipped me instantly, so I couldn't even read that properly. All right, and generally, I'm just gonna join anyone. Okay, so we've had the coming in ears guy, just funny shit. But guy, oh, hey, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. I'm Sawyer.
I'm Peter. Nice to meet you
Nice to meet you, Peter.
too.
How are you today?
Yeah. I'm all right. Nearly got mugged, but yeah.
How'd that happen?
Hang on. So you in America?
Yeah.
Do you know what chavs are?
What is?
Chavs, I live in England, so I don't know if it's on like internet.
A tab.
No, chav, Chav.
Oh, a chav, no.
Yeah. Oh, there's just these really bratty people. People that their parents just don't care about them, and then they think they can just go and do whatever they like. And because I live in the UK, us English people on knives, they probably had one.
So it's
So,
kind of like the hood of England or the hood of the
yeah,
UK.
but I was in yeah I was in a dodgy area, but I was with my mate though, but I can't run, so that was fun. Oh, I can run, bro. I'm the next Dr. Zeus. So, what are we doing for just funny shit?
I'm not entirely sure. I'm pretty new to stereo, so I'm kind of just looking for someone to talk to or something to do.
Oh, nice. I'm just on here for my podcast, to be honest.
What kind of podcasts do you do?
I usually is a mix. I usually do some funny stuff, but that's usually with my mates. But I do usually talk about dark topics.
Such as?
Well, depression, suicide, mental health, drugs, and a bunch of other stuff.
So pretty much important shit that nobody goes over.
Yeah, I kind of break those boundaries. It's like, oh, that's a bit too sensitive to talk about. And I'm like, well, let's talk about it. Go on.
Well, I'm the kind of person who most people would think of as cynical at first glance, but I kind of just see the world realistically. So, things like
Nice.
suicide and depression, those are actually
Yeah.
interesting topics for me to talk about, as I am
Yeah.
diagnosed with depression,
Same.
ADHD, anxiety,
Oh, possibly,
paranoia.
yeah. Same. Oh. It
Those kinds of
sucks,
things.
honestly.
Yeah, it really does.
I think a mix of depression and ADHD. I haven't been diagnosed. I haven't been diagnosed because I'm not going to self-diagnose because I'm not one of those people. But I have a feeling that I have something on the lines of it because I'm literally there one moment going, all right, I'm doing this. Actually, no, I want to do that. No, I'm supposed to do that. Actually, no, I want to do that now. Oh, what's that? No, actually, no, I need to focus on this. Actually, ooh, what's that? It's like, for fuck's sake, I'm on this.
I think those are like sometimes it can be ADHD, other times it could just be distracted, like easily
Yeah.
distracted and like just
Yeah.
indecisiveness.
Yeah. It
I'm very indecisive sometimes as well.
Like, the thing is, it's like you know what you're supposed to do, but you just get zoned into something so much, and then, like, a couple of minutes later, you realize, oh, shit, I'm supposed to do that. Like, it took me about 10 or 15 minutes to try and get dressed because I was on my phone because I completely forgot. And then I tried to, like, do some other shit. It's like, no, I'm meant to get dressed. Actually, oh, what's that? Nah. Oh, what music should I put on?
I know. I have, like, as well as all those other things I told you about, I also have goldfish memory. I'm not even kidding you. I'm staring at the screen of
Same.
my phone. I'm staring at the
Yeah.
screen of my phone right now, and for, like, a split second, I forgot what your name was, even though I was staring directly at
Yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah, my memory's horrible. But again, it might. I how. Of course, how do you have goldfish memory? Because mine's completely different.
What's it like?
Well. Well, yeah, because how do you just have really bad memory, or have you like caused something to have bad
Hey,
memory?
Jackie, one second. What, Mom?
We're getting dressed and stuff, so can you like leave the room alone for the next like 10 minutes?
Can I get a glass of water real quick?
Oh my God, hurry up!
Okay.
Oh, can I have
All
one
right, what were
too?
you saying?
No, you're gonna have to wait because Justin's already getting dressed. So.
Wait, Justin's already getting dressed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give us like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I wish I could, but I'm kind of talking to you from another country. Another continent, even. Heck, you're on the other side of a
Just ship
planet from
over.
me. I wish I could deliver you a glass of water, but
Yeah,
it'd be
just
kind of
randomly.
difficult. You just see a random stranger knock on your door and say, "Here's your glass of water."
I'm just there, like, wait. Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, I just asked for a glass of water. Yeah, I'm delivering your glass of water. Wait, didn't you say you were from America? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, so what? And then you just look at me with pure confusion.
How do you know where I live? How do you
How do you
know?
know where I live, and
Yeah,
how did you get here?
how do you get here? I'm concerned.
Yeah, I know. It would be really funny.
Yeah.
The weird thing about me as well is 90% of my friends are from Europe in its general area. Like, I'm not even friends with a lot of Americans because I can acknowledge that Americans more times than not are kind of the assholes of the world.
No,
And I
I've
also
met a
found that
lot.
people from Europe tend to be nicer than that.
Oh no, some of us are like pricks, but like I'm a nice person.
I know, I've met plenty of those kinds of people, but even they're nicer to me than Americans.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I just generally, I've always wished to move like somewhere in the UK or England, somewhere like that.
Don't go
I
to
have a
Bristol,
friend
don't
from
go to Bristol.
Wales. I have a friend from Wales, and he's like, "You know what? Someday we're gonna meet in person, and we're just gonna live in an apartment." And I'm like, "Yep, that sounds great."
Nice.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends from that part of the the general area of Europe and the UK and England. And I just have a lot of English friends.
Nice. On
And it's
that,
weird because it's
yeah.
also changing the way I speak. 'Cause sometimes I'm like sitting in a restaurant and they're like, "All right, what would you want? What do you want on the side of your on the side of your burger?" And it'll be like, "Can I get some chips?" And she's like, "We don't give you chips." "Oh, I'm sorry. I mean fries."
Yeah, no, I do that a
I'll even
lot.
like
Yeah.
I even call my mom like sometimes when I'm yelling over like hollering at my mom, I'll be like, "Mom!"
Yeah.
And she'll be like, "Did you just call me
Mom.
mum?" I'm like, "Oh yeah. Sorry,
Mother,
mom. I was
come
just
here, mother.
mother." I don't call her
Please, I need
mother,
a
but
glass of
I call her
water.
like up until I was 7 years old. I grew up on Dan TDM, so that's kind of where it started.
Oh, Dan TDM.
I'm slowly getting more English as I grow.
Oh no, I started
I'm
watching a show
probably
called Trailer Park Boys, and because of course they're Canadian, some I don't know, just yeah, on the lines of it. And I've noticed how I say
Yeah.
some words, it kind of comes out like it, and I'm like, oh fuck, I picked up another accent.
I picked up
I've done.
another accent, yeah. And as
I've
I'm
done that
like
when watching
growing, I'll
Dairy
be
Girls.
slowly. Yeah.
I can kind of do an Irish accent now. It's like, oh great, all right.
I can hear that in your voice. It's like
Yeah.
half Irish, half English, half American. Like it's split into different, like it's barely coherent, you know? I also like a lot of people tell me that like I'm straight, just in case you were wondering, but a lot of people call me fruity because I have a somewhat feminine voice. But there are
Oh,
also
I can
some
do a
moments in
feminine
time.
voice.
There are
Oh, I
some
can do a
moments in
brilliant feminine
time
voice.
where
Yeah.
if I haven't had my coffee yet, my voice will be like so deep that if someone doesn't know my age, they'll just assume that I'm 18 years old.
Just rocking up to the mic like, oh,
Like sometimes I'll wake up at like 8 in the morning, but I'll get straight on my
yeah.
phone because I'm bored as hell. And I'll just be sitting there. I haven't had my coffee yet. I'll be like, "What's up, guys? Sorry, I'm so tired right now. I can't really talk that loud."
Oh,
Yeah,
I
I
know
know,
that
it's
type
just
of
like,
way.
yeah, it's the I haven't had any coffee voice because I haven't had any coffee. Good thing I've had my coffee today.
Oh, nice. Yeah, us British people survive on, well, us British kids survive on Monster. I don't, because, yeah.
You said us British kids, as in you and other British kids, and then you said you
Yeah.
don't.
Now I used to drink Monster, but it's just kind of like it's nice.
Overrated.
Gives me a bad stomach. Nah. Well, yeah, kind of. It's just an energy drink, to be honest. Just sugary shit, and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Just have a packet of chocolate. Like, I'll be fine with that.
Honestly, I'm not even old enough to buy energy drinks yet.
How
And
old
I'm
are
not much of a sugar person either. Believe it or not, I'm 14 years old.
Oh, thank God, another kid on it. No, that sounds like such a noncey thing. No, I'm 16. Nah, just mo
Yeah.
how the hang on, no, your voice is so deep, 14. What the fuck?
I know, that's why I said that if I wake up in the morning
Ah!
and someone doesn't know my age, they'll assume that I'm 18 years old.
Damn, I
And
thought you were
even when.
18.
Yeah.
You're like 20 or
But yeah.
something.
I sound 20 or something?
Yeah, on the lines
No,
of that.
My birthday is the 18th of December on 2008.
Oh my
My
actually no
birthday was just last month.
Oh my oh happy birthday for last month. Yeah. Hang on, wait, but don't Americans age quite a lot quicker though?
No, because I
Because
know
apparently
I like there's a YouTuber who's 18 years
yeah.
old and sounds like he's 11 or 12.
What's up, guys?
And it's
Today
not
we're doing
a,
a video.
yeah, it's not even like it's not even an exaggeration. Sorry, I forgot what word I was saying. It's not even an exaggeration. He sounds like he's 12 years old, and he does plenty of videos about how people assumed that he was 12 years old. And if I were a YouTuber, I'd be doing the same thing. I'd be like, "So I'm 14, and everybody assumes that I'm a full-grown man." But yeah,
Especially
I
being
haven't lived long
stupefying
enough
alcohol, then.
to. That's like one of the only fun facts about me that anyone knows for sure is that I
want
have a deep as fuck voice.
you want some drugs? All right, just give them to me. I've got a deep voice and I look like an adult. All right, come here, give me the money. Come on, I could get it
I don't look
for
like an adult. I
you.
look like your average 14-year-old or
Oh.
American 14-year-old anyways. But I have a deep voice, so if I was talking to someone over the phone, I could just slightly deepen my voice and I'd sound exactly like my dad.
Oh God. Wait, you have a
I'd
dad?
just be like, "Hey, this is well, no, but I know what he sounds like."
Oh wait, you don't have a
My
dad either.
I know what he sounds like, but like I don't talk to him anymore. I haven't talked to him in 2 years.
Same. Oh, same.
I
Mine
have a
more.
stepdad.
Oh. Oh shit. Oh fuck.
He's a pretty cool individual. But
Oh
like, I would just slightly deepen my voice. I'd be over the phone. I'd say, "Hey, this is Robert. Yeah, I'm looking to get into my bank account right now. I need $200."
Oh.
And I genuinely did. I got $200 from the bank.
Oh
Yeah,
my God.
they are still none the wiser.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna add Donald Trump. Let's see if I can add Donald Trump.
Who? Donald Trump?
Yeah, I got Donald Trump. Every single time you
Someone you
join, he
know just
always
called
disses me.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's named
He
Donald
always
J.
disses
Trump, and
you?
it looks exactly. Yeah, he says that I need to change the lipstick on here.
The lipstick? I think that's just the color of your lips, isn't it?
I know, I don't know how to change it.
Oh, okay. I think I might have an idea. Hold up. So I think you'd go to your
Memorable.
account, you'd click
Yeah.
the pencil, and then you click your
Oh, yeah.
profile, and then you go to mouth,
Yeah.
and then you change it to whatever color you want.
Oh no, I changed it to like the fourth one, which is like the most neutral one. But it's like, I need to change it. It's like, I don't know how. I don't know what other colors there are.
I think he means it doesn't match the skin tone on your profile.
I don't know what else to change it to.
Well, I know it's just like, but that's completely illogical because if you look at an African American, their lips are tan, but their skin is black. So what the fuck is the deal? I'm not racist, though. I don't want anybody assuming that I'm racist.
Oh,
What the hell was that?
you're real. It's
Oh my
just
gosh.
some random ass shit I do.
It's just like, when I'm doing an impression of somebody who's just assuming the worst shit, they're just like, "Oh, you do this, you do that." Be like, so I've been on plenty of like 13 plus apps, like talking apps
Whoa,
and shit.
whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh,
No,
bro. Okay. All right.
not
You
those
need
kinds
to
of
talk.
apps.
You
Not
need the
those,
birds and the
not.
bees talk. All right, come here. So
No, I've
anyway.
already had the talk. I've already had the talk. I already know the deal. I wasn't talking about those kinds of apps. So,
So you know how the dick and the pussy go into each
hey, they don't go into each other. That's not
other?
how it works. Anyways, so I'm
Yo,
on
what's
these
that
like streaming
speaking?
apps.
Yeah. Whoa,
I'm on these
whoa,
streaming apps.
whoa,
So I'm on these
whoa.
streaming apps and everybody is like
Yeah.
13 and older. But there's like 8-year-old kids hopping on. Nobody knows how they got there, but they're just there. And they are insulting the fuck out of everyone for
Because they're
no
behind
reason.
screens. Because they're behind screens, they can
I
actually be
know.
like, oh, all right, I'm going to say the most racist, homophobic thing I'm going to ever say, but you don't know where I live, so I'm going to say it. And then they go and say it, and then they're like, you can't catch me, fucker.
Yeah, but then there's gonna be that one kid who will literally track you the fuck down and
Yeah.
murder you. He'll just be
He
like,
just
oh,
knocks on his
really?
door like,
And then they just hear a
you want
knock
to
at their
take that
door.
back?
He's
You
just
want to
like,
take that back now?
ha, what are you gonna do about it?
Fucking just literally pins him up against the wall, Michael Myers style. Have you ever watched Halloween?
I have, yeah.
Oh yeah, so yeah, you get the reference. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not an
Oh, mate.
idiot, of course.
Mate, you should see my horror movie collection. All right, I'm gonna give it a count.
What's your favorite horror movie?
All right, the ones that I've got, Spiral's, I quite like Spiral, but Halloween Kills is good. I did
Yeah, those
quite
are
like
some good movies.
I did quite like A Nightmare on Elm Street. The first and Wes Craven's as well. Evil Dead
Right.
is good.
Have you
But
ever seen
oh.
The Ritual?
No. Oh, I'm calling him. All right. The Goat of Fear. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. All right, and so,
It's
1,
a
2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15. All right, then drop them. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. 22. All right. Okay, come on. Don't lose track. Don't lose track. Don't lose track. Right, 22.
Don't lose track, you're on 22.
22, 23,
What's up,
24,
gentlemen?
25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34. I swear I've got more. 34, I think I've got more. Fucking
The
Dr.
34, I
Seuss.
think you've got more.
The Goat of Fear.
So go on, Peter.
Hi. Do I know you?
Hi.
What's up, Squire?
Who are you?
Nothing much. The sky it appears. I think that it's just because our names are displayed that he knows our names. Duh.
Money's not there. What do you want to buy? Money's not there. Oh, it is there. Never mind. This is after.
My name's not there. Oh yeah, it is. Never mind.
Oh, jeez.
What you want to go
Oh
of fear? What you want from me? What are you doing?
my gosh. Oh my gosh. The community out in the world is terrible.
Where are you guys from?
America.
England.
Yeah.
We got the
Okay.
knives. We got the stabbings. We've got the queen. No, never mind. We got the king.
I am
We got the
learning
queen. I
different
mean,
ones,
the
however.
king. Yeah, the queen is gone.
Yeah.
Just a
She lives
reminder.
within me. Right. Where in the US are you, Sawyer?
Idaho.
Okay.
Idaho.
I don't think I've ever met anyone from
Yes.
Idaho.
Same, I've
Yeah,
never.
because Idaho. Nobody in Idaho is included with the outside world except for me. They're busy farming potatoes and I'm just gaming. No. Yeah, Idaho's not very politically included with the rest of the world.
You could be in Ohio. No, not Ohio. Oh yeah, it is
I know a
Ohio.
friend from Ohio.
I know lots of people from Ohio.
Oh, Ohio. How will we be able to...
Yeah, I have a friend from
I mean,
Ohio, and he's so annoyed of those swag like Ohio ads, like those
oh yeah.
memes, and he's so annoyed with them because he lives in Ohio and it's just a normal fucking state. He
Just
doesn't
like
know
fresh
where the meme came from or why it exists, but he knows that he's pissed off at it.
I genuinely don't even know where it came from. It's like, oh, new meme. Wait, what? Okay. What?
Oh, a new meme. Wait, it's about Ohio. It's about Ohio? Ohio. I can't speak today. Sorry. Goodbye. I just cannot speak.
No, speak English. Wait, hang
How'd
on.
you guys
I am.
find about
Okay.
Stereo?
What? What did you
How'd you find out
add
about Stereo?
co-host? And I just cannot believe what social media has done to humanity.
Oh, yeah, no, social media is fucked. Especially Twitter. Twitter and
Yeah,
TikTok are like.
Twitter's the worst.
No,
Twitter is so
TikTok's the
much
worst.
worse.
I mean, Twitter is the most toxic. TikTok is just the worst.
No, TikTok is
Yeah,
toxic.
TikTok
Oh,
is very
TikTok toxic.
toxic as fuck.
No, TikTok is toxic. Twitter is just the most disturbing place. Nah,
I
because
think
on
Clubhouse is
Twitter.
worse.
Oh. I don't know where that in. But on Twitter, I saw a video. Because Twitter being Twitter always loves to random. Oh my god, I burped. Loves to randomly show me, like, disturbing stuff. I don't know why,
Oh.
but okay. Thank you, Twitter.
You
And what the video
got
was
Rule
like
34 in your feed, Peter.
No, I got something stuck on my
What
feed.
kind of NSFW are you looking at?
Don't even latch. Literally scrolling through, the next thing I know, there's just some gang having a fight, and someone just gets stabbed in the jugular and starts bleeding out. And it's like, whoa, what the fuck? Get
Dude,
this
I was
off
on
my
another app
page.
earlier today. This guy was looking through his Facebook page. There was this video of a naked man fighting a black person, and I don't know
Nice.
where the fuck he got it.
Okay. You need to know this.
Oh my God. It's terrible.
Was he packing?
No, the naked man was white.
Oh.
Of course.
Oh my God, I just got that.
Was he a ginger?
They were both male. You guys
I
want to hear a
didn't know.
joke?
My
Tell
life.
me one.
My grief counselor died. They were so good,
Oh,
I don't even care.
I don't get it.
How would
I
you
quit.
not Get that? Let me say it again.
that a
Let me say
death?
it again.
Is that a death
My
threat?
grief counselor died. My grief counselor died. They were so good, I don't even care.
Okay. I
You
still
just
don't get
don't
it.
get it.
I still
How?
don't get
It's
it.
a grief counselor. It's a grief counselor. They counsel
Never
you.
seen a grief counselor. Huh?
Well, you don't have to see grief counselor to know what it is. The joke is that the grief counselor was so good with their counseling that the person that I do not care they died.
Think we should add Donald Trump again.
Okay.
Maybe he's just not on.
Oh, yeah, online. I want Donald Trump to roast me again. I don't think I've ever been happy about Donald Trump roasting me. Oh, that's brilliant.
Someone's dying in the background.
Yes, just smoking some weed.
You guys want to hear a joke that you may or may not have already heard?
Sure, shoot.
Is it the grief counselor one?
No.
Right.
Oh.
Right, so a man walks up, a man with no arms or legs knocks on a door. A woman opens the door and looks around and sees nothing. The guy looks up and says, "Hey, down here." She looks down at a man with no arms or legs, and she says, "Wait, how did you knock on the door?" He says, "How do you think I knocked on the door?"
With his head.
No.
Wait, so he either used his head
Yeah.
or he used his whopping penis.
Yep. That's
Well, I didn't
the
specify my
joke.
head.
Right, do you
That's
guys want to hear
fair.
a joke?
Sure.
So Stephen Hawking walks into a bar. That's
Is that
the
it?
joke.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
Do you not get it? I get it now.
Cliffhanger.
Who can't walk, so
Okay, I got one for
so you
you.
guys.
Why do squirrels swim on their backs?
Why?
Oh no, why?
So they don't get their nuts wet.
Thought it went along those lines. You guys want to hear a Chuck Norris joke?
Oh God, not Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris? Chuck Norris can slam a revolving door. Chuck Norris built the hospital he was born in. When Chuck Norris was born, he drove his mom home.
My boy can just do anything.
When Chuck Norris doesn't do push-ups, he pushes the earth down. When Chuck Norris's daughter lost her virginity, he went and got it back.
Chuck Norris, the master himself.
When Chuck Norris's parents have nightmares, they go to his room.
Hey,
Hold on,
I
I need to get more.
am. Oh
I need to get more. I need more Chuck Norris jokes.
Oh, now okay, so I found this thing that me and my mate done, and one of my mates is called Lewis, and he no one of my he gave me a piece of paper. I wrote the word penis on it. Then he wrote the word balls, and then I put Lewis eats penis balls, 'cause yeah, and then I wrote again Lewis eats Yoda's balls, and then he put back, "I will spread your asshole with my foot."
Alright,
Just literally.
I have more Chuck Norris jokes. I have more Chuck Norris jokes. Chuck
Yeah.
Norris doesn't read books. He stares them down until he gets the information he wants. Time waits for no man, unless that man is Chuck Norris. If you spell Chuck Norris in Scrabble, you win forever. Chuck Norris breathes air 5 times a day. In the beginning, there was nothing. Then Chuck Norris roundhouse kicked nothing and told it to get a job. When God said, "Let there be light," Chuck Norris said, "Say please." Chuck Norris has a mug of nails instead of coffee in the morning. If Chuck Norris were to travel to an alternate dimension in which there was another Chuck Norris and they both fought, they would both win. The dinosaurs looked at Chuck Norris the wrong way once. You know what happened to them.
Oh.
Chuck Norris's tears cure cancer. Too bad he has never cried.
Yes. Oh.
Chuck Norris once roundhouse kicked someone so hard his foot broke the speed of light. If you ask Chuck Norris what time it is, he always says 2 seconds till after you ask. 2 seconds till after you ask. 2 seconds to what? He roundhouse kicks you in the face. Chuck Norris appeared in the Street Fighter 2 video game, but was removed by beta testers because every button caused him to do a roundhouse kick. When asked about this glitch, Chuck Norris replied, "That's no glitch."
Where's the
Since
developer?
1940, the year Chuck Norris was born, the roundhouse kick related deaths have increased 13,000%.
Oh my
This is only the 15th one, and there's
Probably
101
don't
of them.
voice my name.
You know what I find really funny about Chuck Norris is like there's this list of how badass Chuck Norris is. Like, where did that shit come from? You know? Like, you know what? I might have to look that up when I ain't got no time. And just be like, what? Where the fuck did this come from? Like, who started this shit? There's so many probably other badass martial artists and some other shit, you know, really interesting people, and but they got Chuck Norris on that list. I like Chuck Norris. I'm not shaming him. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, we fucking love Chuck Norris, and I don't think anyone would want to say anything bad about him because I don't fancy getting roundhouse kicked in the face. I think we can all agree that Chuck Norris is secretly God because if we say anything bad, we're guaranteed that something's about to fuck up. You know, he's amazing. We love Chuck Norris, you know? Chuck Norris can do a bunch of stuff, like he can fix my parents' marriage, but the thing is, my parents aren't married. They never were. So, I feel like, no, but in Halloween Ends, I feel like if Chuck Norris is in there, Chuck Norris would have killed Michael Myers
All right.
instantly.
All right,
Proceed.
I'm back now. Let's continue on with the
Wait.
Chuck Norris jokes.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Right.
Go
All
on,
right.
Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris does not sleep. He waits. There is no chin behind Chuck Norris's beard. There is only another fist. The chief export of Chuck Norris is pain. Chuck Norris really recently had the idea to sell his pee as a canned beverage. It's now called a Red Bull. If paper beats rock, rock beats scissors, and scissors beats paper, what beats all three at the same time? Chuck Norris. On the seventh day, God rested. Chuck Norris took over. Chuck Norris can dribble a bowling ball.
Oh, we've got another voice message. Let's go.
Alright, let's see what it is.
Chuck Norris kicked your mom in the sack.
Sack?
Watching little girls.
I don't understand. Hey guys. Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris drinks napalm to fight his heartburn. Chuck Norris's roundhouse kick is so powerful. It can be seen from outer space by the naked eye. If you want a list of Chuck Norris's enemies, just check the extinct species list.
For extinct, the woolly mammoth and dodo.
Chuck Norris has never blinked in his life. Never. Chuck Norris once shot an enemy plane down with his finger by yelling, "Bang!" Chuck Norris does not use spell check. If he happens to misspell a word, Oxford will change the spelling.
Got another voice message.
Another one.
Oh, we got Jazz! We got Jazz!
Jazz! Yeah!
Alright. Chuck Norris was eating sushi, and he swallowed the Ninja Turtles and threw his shit right out.
I don't understand.
This voice makes it so much better.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is terrible. Alright, no more Chuck Norris jokes. It's getting a bit out of hand. No more Chuck Norris.
Another one.
Yo, what's happening? Go.
Moving on.
And Sawyer, Peter, nice to meet you guys. You know, Chuck Norris can build a snowman out of water.
Okay, that's a good one. You wanna come up, man? You wanna come up? We'll let you up.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that, you got another epic. One.
Come on.
Behind Chuck Norris is another Chuck Norris.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
That was a great Chuck Norris joke. That was epic, man.
Thanks.
Chuck Norris can build a snowman out of water. That's fucking epic.
They are funny ones. There are a lot of funny ones.
Yeah, there really are. Alright.
Did you ever hear that one? I'm now you got me thinking of them, but I won't just try to do these all the time, you know. Do you know the one that's like when Alexander Graham Bell first invented the telephone, he had 3 missed calls from Chuck Norris.
that's a good one. You know what? Chuck Norris. I don't think you were here for this one. Chuck Norris can slam a revolving door.
That is a good one. That's a good one.
I got that one from my mom.
Oh, that's great. I mean, you've been around for a while, for sure.
Yeah, Chuck Norris is an old man.
Yeah.
You know, Chuck. Chuck Norris. In the beginning. You know, in the beginning there was nothing, but then Chuck Norris roundhouse kicked nothing and told it to get a job. That's how the universe was created.
Yeah, yeah, there's some really funny ones. It's gone crazy. I mean, since the internet started, it was just like, you know, soon after the internet started, this Chuck Norris shit started going around. It's so funny.
It's the best. I can't imagine how flattered Chuck Norris is to be the best meme.
Yeah, right. It's like when Chuck Norris was born, the doctor asked him to name his parents.
That's a good one. You know what? When Chuck Norris was born, he drove his mother home.
Right.
Chuck when Norris Chuck Norris's parents...
before his father did.
Chuck Norris, when Chuck Norris's parents have nightmares, they go to his room.
I'm gonna get going now.
Alright, have a good day.
Alright, Peter.
Alright,
my mom asked Chuck Norris, do you know my son? And he said no and broke the fucking lamp.
Broke the lamp.
That's a perfect one to end on. Oh, God.
It's perfect.
Alright.
Alright, have a good day, Peter.
It's been brilliant.
Have a good day, Peter. Nice meeting you.
Brilliant, man.